Little boy on the screen looks confused, don't he? Y'all may not be able to see it. You had sitting in the back. But he said, am I a boy because I wear blue, or am I wear blue because I'm a boy? I want to begin tonight to talk about gender confusion. And I want to bring the Word of God to bear on the issue of the day, that people think there's so many different genders and perverting the role of the genders. But let's go to Genesis 1, first of all. And I'm looking forward also to, on October the 15th, bringing a 3-4-part message on the blessed hope, return of our Lord. But let's look at Genesis 1, 26. If you find your place there, it's not hard to find, right? Let's stand in honor of God's word. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image. Of course, that's the Holy Trinity. A couple of things were going on in the pre-existence of Christ before creation. They were planning creation. They were planning redemption and things like that. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. See, because of Adam's sin, he lost dominion. And dominion in this world is under the god of this world, little g. And the one we're waiting for to come back and take it back is the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam. And he's going to open up the seven seal scroll in Revelation 6, title deed to the earth. And he's going to gain back what Adam forfeited. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Say it with me. Male and female created he them. Now, while you're standing, I want you to stand there. I'm going to read it to you, Matthew chapter 19, because one of the things you'll hear from people who are liberals who claim to know Christ, they say, well, Jesus never addressed the issue. And Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, the Bible says, and he answered and said unto them, have you not read that which made them at the beginning, made them what? Say it with me, church. Male and female. Father, I pray tonight that as we bring the Word of God on bear on the culture, the sin of the culture, I pray, Father, that you'll strengthen us, that we'll be able to defend what we believe and why we believe it. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Modern society is becoming increasingly perverted and confused over gender and over the roles of the genders, or the two genders. In fact, as I shared with you before, California has listed 183 genders. I believe you can find all those in the city of San Francisco, probably. And then you see a handout on the front and the back tables. I forgot to get the ushers to hand them out. But ABC News believes that there's 58 different genders. And some say male, female, and undeclared. When you're filling out something or undeclared, that means you haven't yet announced what you are. Or it says male, female, and neutral. I mean, like, hey, come on now. This is being taped, so I got to be careful. I don't do Facebook, but I went on and I did some research. Some of you may know this. Facebook users can choose one of 71 genders by selecting male, female, or custom. And you click on custom and there'll be a down drop that gives you 71 genders instead of male and female. One of them was asexual. That means A, when there's A before the word, that means there's no. So there's no sexuality. Polygender, that means there's many different genders. And I haven't found out what this one was. One was said two-spirit person. And we have women who want to be declared as men and men wanting to be declared as women. And we have in our society today, even to the point now, it doesn't matter if you're a man and you feel like a woman that day, you have the right to go in the Target bathroom. I don't go to Target. I stand for what the Bible believes. I'm not going to have anything to do with anybody like that that does things like that. Now, that's your decision to make. Well, Brother Ken, they have good sales. Well, I'm not going to go into a corporate place that shakes their thumb in the face of God. And so if you feel like a woman that day, you don't even no longer have to be a man or a woman. You can just feel like whatever, and then you can do and go wherever you please. And we have people who have sex change operations. The very fact that they have to go through a process with hormonal treatment and operation on a knife ought to let them know something, that they're not supposed to be that way, right? And we're just using common sense tonight, right? In the Bible. A college professor the other day, according to Fox News app, got in trouble because he referred to one of his male students by his name. And he did not want to be called by his name because he changed his name to Big as a House. So evidently he was big. So the professor got in trouble for not saying, can you answer this question, Big as a House? You know? I mean, it's silly. And for those listening by the internet, it's just stupidity, right? We know that Satan desires to pervert God's created order and the roles of men and women. His desire is to deny the Word of God and to subvert God's creation of men and women and their God-ordained roles and functions. We have women doing things today that never intended by our Creator to attempt to do. And we have men doing things that was never intended by our Creator for them to do. But God has revealed His design and His will on this matter in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. Today we're going to examine gender and creation. Next week, gender and marriage in Genesis chapter 2, 18 through 25. And then we'll look at gender and procreation. And when we get to that one, that ought to be self-evident that it's impossible. And then we're going to look at gender and homosexuality for a few weeks, okay? But today, gender and creation. And I'm going to share five thoughts with you. Did I put those on the screen? Okay. I downsized them a little bit. But number one, there's five thoughts about all this. The man and the woman were created by God. We read that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. So we need to understand that gender is not determined by your preference. It's not determined by an accident. It's not determined by an evolutionary process. Gender is determined by God at creation, the creation of Adam and Eve. And we believe that, right? Man was formed from the dust of the earth. God later took a rib from the man and fashioned it into a woman, Genesis chapter 2, 21 through 22. It was determined at creation. It wasn't Adam and Aaron. It wasn't Eve and Yvonne. It was the man and the woman. You see, you really don't even have to go to the Bible for all this, you know. You can just look at plain common sense and know it's not meant to be, right? So the man and the woman were created by God. Secondly, the man and the woman were created differently. The woman was made from man, and there was distinctions between the man and the woman. That's why Adam said, "Whoa, man. Wow," he got excited, right? In Genesis chapter, he's, you know, 1, 2, and 3. Whoa. Couldn't find a helpmate compatible to him. So God created one out of his rib, right? And that's what excited him. What if God had created two men? I don't think there would have been a big whoa in there, right? When that happened. God created both differently. By design, so that they can complement each other. Women and men are different physically. They're different emotionally. It's also that we can complement each other. Faye is my helpmeet. She has gifts and has things that she keeps me straight, and she complements me. That's what a helpmeet does, right? Complements the spouse, right? Well, if you had two women that were both competing to see who is going to have the leading male role, you got a problem, right? By the way, you can always tell them in a lesbian relationship, but just by looking at them, which one is playing the role of the man and which one is playing the role of the woman. I know this is repulsive, but to my own granddaughters and others here tonight, you need to know what the Bible says on this issue, right? Now, the roles of that man and woman were in society, or in society, the family, and the church are all grounded in the differences between man and woman that God instituted at creation. So the man and the woman were created by God. They were created differently. And thirdly, these differences were embedded and established in at creation. Now, I don't know a lot about a lot of things, and I'm not going to be explicit right here. And but I just want to basically tell you that common sense tells you that when the X chromosome from the man fertilizes the ovum, a girl is created. And when the Y chromosome from the man unites with the ovum, it creates a boy. So you have X and Y. Thus, at birth, two genders are recognized, boy or girl, right? I remember when our children were born, after I come to myself and passed out on the stretcher and all that kind of stuff, when I come to myself, I saw in their nursery that it says, boy, it said, baby boy Burgess. Is that what it said, John? Faye? Oh, you wasn't there. Okay. All right. What did it say?
It
said
baby boy.
Okay. And baby girl Burgess, right? Is that what it said, Faye? Give her a chance to respond on this. Okay. All right. Thank you then. Baby boy Burgess, baby girl Burgess. There was no in between, right? Might have been a mess now if there had been something in between, right? But this is where it comes from. Parents don't choose the gender at birth or have to wait till later to see if it becomes a boy or a girl. A boy doesn't become a girl and a girl doesn't become a boy. Now, there are certain tendencies. You raise them in their environment, like they might be a tomboy or whatever, you know. But it's a boy, clearly a boy and a girl, unless there is some kind of physical birth defect, okay? Gender is determined at conception and revealed at birth, or today, if you can't wait to birth, you have an ultrasound, right? There are a lot of people now, you see how fads are going back. They used to like the ultrasounds to determine what it was, to buy the clothes and, you know, stuff like that. But now they're going back to not wanting to know what kind of, if it's a boy or a girl. And we got all wise tales, you know, if this is a certain way or that's a certain way or high or low, then it's a boy or girl, right? But really, before the ultrasound, the only one that really knew was God who created, right? So there's differences embedded and established at creation. Men and women are different. And then number four, gender is objective, not subjective. Objective, not subjective. What do I mean by that? If I was to hold up a picture of a chicken, this is a chicken. How do you know it's a chicken? Because it looks like a chicken, right? And I'm not talking about Chick-fil-A. A real picture of a chicken. You say, that's a chicken. It's objective. That's what the picture says. Now, subjective is, well, somebody sits back there, Keith sits back there and says, it may look like a chicken, but I believe it's a horse, you know? So it's subjective, whatever you want to feel like it you want it to be, right? And that's the same way with Bible. This is objective truth. It's not subjective. It's not what we feel. It's what God says, right? Now, gender is not determined, again, by whims, human whims, and what you think or feel. No person can legitimately claim another gender nor truly change the God-given gender that God gave them. Of course, the most popular one is the guy on the Wheaties box that I grew up with. Man, all the men looked up to, Bruce Jenner. Man, I thought he was a man's man until I found out different. And you just can't do all that kind of stuff without having problems, right, Brother John? Not that John tried, but you can't do all that. You know, you're going to have problems, right? And gender confusion is addressed in the Word of God, Deuteronomy 22:6. You want to turn there, if you will? Deuteronomy 22, verse 6. I know this is all simple and it's all basic to us, but it always helps to go back to the Word of God. In Deuteronomy 22, verse 6, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. We left that, right? Oh, verse 5, I wrote it down wrong then, I'm sorry. 22:5, right? Okay, I have no idea what 22:6 says. Okay, but 22:5. What does all that mean? Men present themselves as men and women present themselves as women. Number two, the man dresses like a woman and the woman dresses like a man. And if the man dresses like a woman or the woman dresses like a man, the Bible clearly calls it an abomination because it perverts God's created order. You'll find out that the sins in the Bible that pervert God's created order as far as the sexes is always called an abomination. And then number three, God expects a person to live in accord with the gender God gave him or her at birth. And then number five, transgender is a sin yet gaining acceptance in a lost world. We're old and out of date. The Bible needs to get up with the times, right? And so we are the ones who are perverted if we believe the Bible. But transgender is a sin, yet it's gaining acceptance in the lost world. What is transgender? Let me give you a working man's, I hate to say working man's definition, because if you're transgender, you're not a man, right? But what does it mean? A person identifies, dresses, or presents him or her contrary to his or her God-given biological gender. Somebody told me the other day that in different states they're doing away with the birth certificates that say boy or girl. Some of y'all told me that, right? And I don't know what they're putting. You know, I have no idea. But a person identifies, dresses, or presents him or her contrary to his God-given biological gender, and this also includes transvestites and cross-dressers. I know this is repulsive. Still, the lost world, without Jesus, believes gender is subjective. It's whatever you want it to be. Whatever you feel, or whatever you think, that's what you are. And society must agree with what they feel or think. And we are, even by the laws of the land now, are called to accommodate them in whatever venue they're in. Thus, that's the change in the bathrooms. Remember, if you go back here to our bathrooms, it says men and women. It don't say unisex. It don't say all the other words, weird words. The men go in the men's bathroom. The women go in the women's bathroom. And if you go in the other one, you go in by mistake. Hopefully. I remember when I went down to Jacksonville in a pastor's fellowship and a preaching conference here, and the big line preachers preach, and I didn't pay no attention. The crowd was in the hallway. I couldn't really see. I was short. I was that kid going through the trees. And I went in one bathroom. And there wasn't nobody in there. I said, man, this is great. So I went in, shut the door, shut the other door. Next thing I knew, I heard two women coming in. I said, uh-oh, I'm in the wrong place. So what did I do? I raised my feet up higher than the stall so they wouldn't see I was wearing shoes, you know. So I've never been so uncomfortable in all my life. And they finally left, and then I was able to get out of there in a hurry. But I'm sure, hopefully not, at a pastor's conference, they would have went yelling out, pervert, pervert, you know. But thus gender confusion tampers with God's creative purposes for humanity. Deviating from God's plan for genders is rebellion to God and will bring the judgment of God. You want to know why we have what's going on in our nation? You can't condone this kind of stuff. it goes against God's character to bless a nation that kills babies and puts up with this sexual perversion. Mark it down. When we ask God to bless America, we are asking him to do something contrary to his character. Now, y'all following me? Everybody turn to Romans chapter 1, and then we'll go with this one. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. I'm probably the only preacher today across America preaching on gender confusion, okay? As I told you last week, it's very simple. All you got to do is look and look at your birth certificate, right? Romans chapter 1, verse 24. God is talking about the depravity of man. We're in de-evolution. We're not evolving. We are going down in our thoughts and character. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up. Gave them up. That's a term, man. Man, it's something when God gives you up, right? And turns you over to your reprobate mind. Wherefore also God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. So just as this investigation on Kavanaugh for another few days is not going to satisfy his critics, sin begets sin and people go downward. Okay? He says, uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I want to say this right here, and I don't care if you're listening by CD on our website. I cannot see how anybody can claim to be a born-again Christian and believe in this kind of stuff. Right? In fact, I can't see it. It's impossible. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up into vile affections. You see, it's not going to stop. It's going to get more corrupt and more degraded, if that's a word. And even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And I would say to you youth and children, you need to be taught this. And that's one thing, one of the problems, the pulpit has not speaking out on these issues. What does God say? Bring God's word to bear. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Now next week we're going to look at gender and marriage. Marriage was between a man and a woman. It always has been. That's God's created order. And any change of that is going to bring the judgment of God. Okay? Gender and marriage. No invitation tonight. This is not a message you can give an invitation to, right? Unless you happen to be in this lifestyle. Let's bow in prayer. Father, difficult as it is, we must bring the word of God to bear on the culture and expose the error of their way. But also at the same time, Christians need to be strengthened in what they believe. They need to know what the scriptures say, and so that they can give a reason for the hope that is within them. So tonight, Father, I pray that you'll fortify us as believers, strengthen us, and we'll be ready to talk these issues with a lost culture. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You're dismissed.